Call to order. Call to order.
Louder.
Call to order. It's time to start our meeting. Invocation, Pledge of Allegiance, and roll call.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Here.
Here.
Katie, Diane, Tom.
Why would we do it any differently?
You get me every month.
Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, your address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member board of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson person or the board council by majority vote. Okay, moving right along. Approval of minutes for February 25th, 2020 for possible action. I approve.
Second.
Okay, approval of the agenda for August 25th, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Move to approve.
Second.
Third.
Aye.
Okay, informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month or other and other area crime concerns for discussion only.
Hello, everybody. Sergeant Jeff Dean with Metro. Good to see you all again. It's been a while.
Yay.
I don't have anything significant to report. Things are kind of cooling down. It got a little busy out here in the desert with everyone fleeing town, but during COVID. But now that everyone's starting to get back to work, things have kind of calmed down. So other than that, nothing significant to report. Did anyone have any questions or concerns they'd like to bring up? And as always, if you don't want to get something that's sensitive in nature, I'm always around after the meeting. You want to talk to them.
Just the quads. Excuse me. The other Saturday night were ridiculous.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
The weather's going to start cooling off here in a couple of weeks, so we got a little bit more overtime money for our grant, for our side-by-side. We're going to get that back out here probably over Labor Day, or maybe a couple weeks after that. When it cools off a little bit.
How has that been working for your team?
It's been working really good. We've gotten it out several times. We've made hundreds of contacts. We were featured on a couple of the off-roader Facebook pages going, hey, watch out, the cops got side-by-side now, so.
Good.
They're spreading the word amongst each other, so. But, you know, honestly, we're not out there to discourage people from recreating. We're just trying to encourage them to recreate legally and responsibly. And
yeah.
I think that overall it's had a positive impact. I know you guys get hammered, and we try to focus here in the Good Springs area whenever we have it out.
No, we appreciate it.
So we see the forestry go down the Hall Road quite often. Are they checking on the horses or what are they?
Forest like? Service?
The green truck.
Oh, I have no idea what they're doing, to be honest.
Okay. All the time or just recently?
Was that recently?
Last week. You know, we sit there in the living room and my husband.
What they've done recently is they've had fire watches deployed throughout the region. And they have some in Mount Charleston, they have some in Lovell, and they may have some deployed here in Good Springs.
Okay. Yeah, well, the Nevada Division of Forestry They'll work with the fire department. Whenever a cell runs through, they'll come through and do lightning checks. So there has been a couple of isolated cells that have kind of come through here with producing lightning, and they'll go through and they'll check to make sure there's no, looking for smoke to make sure there's no fires.
Okay. Good to know.
So the fuel conditions are so terrible right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the news, there's fires going on all over the place. Obviously, you had one over here just a month ago.
Yeah.
So they're being very diligent about, especially when the weather comes through.
Okay.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Super. Okay. Receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding street lights, ET-20-400050.
You don't need
to read that. Potholes in Jean at Las Vegas Boulevard and State Route 161, Sandy Valley Road, CAC applications for upcoming term, Family Dollar, and other updates from Clark County for discussion only.
All right, well, it seems like forever since I've seen you guys. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of stuff that's old that I still want to share. So the streetlights, have they been replaced? They don't give me updates.
I understand. The ones that I noticed and reported have.
Okay, good.
I haven't,
nobody else sent me any others.
I'm not out much after dark anymore, okay. So I don't know.
Yeah, nobody else sent me any others, so,
okay.
So that's good. The extension of time, it was supposed to be heard in February, I think it was in February, no, March, when we ended up not having a meeting. So that was for the guy that wanted to have Connex for storage before his house. You guys had approved it unanimously due to all the circumstances.
That was everything. Tom, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baranski, Bizansky?
Off exchange.
Yeah. So that's what it was, extension time. He hasn't been able to start on the project yet, so it's just given more time to be able to get the permit. So he was approved just without your input. And sometimes that happens. The potholes, this was months and months ago, but that those giant potholes that there are there in the corner, yeah. those got taken care of. And I know I drove that way the other day. I noticed they're starting to, some of it's coming out again, so it's never going to stop. Sandy Valley Road, this is like the most exciting thing I've been able to report, I think, in 8 years. We got the approval from BLM. We have the agreement that we can start, that we have ownership of the road. So
Wow. Huge.
It's been in process for 19 years. I've been working on it for 8 years. So very exciting. Of course, it has to come right now when we have all the budget stuff. But I don't know what the plan is, but I think we'll be starting, probably seeing some surveying and stuff going on. So we can get that up to standards and safer for all of us that go back and forth on that road. So, because it's only getting worse. Sandy Valley Road, CAC application starting January. It's a new term, which can you believe that? It's already been going on 2 years. Next month I'll be sending out applications for everybody, and we don't have a due date yet. But it's usually mid-November, so I'll get those sent out. So be thinking about it. And if there's anybody else that's interested, I don't know if everybody wants to do it again. I'd love to have you all again, but you know, some people get burnt out. So, keep that in mind. The Family Dollar in Sandy Valley is happening. Mm-hmm. It was dead, and we breathed life back into it. So, if you've ever seen developments in town called Dapper Development,
yeah.
If you see this long blue diamond, he has a couple things like where that donut place is, Mazzola Donuts. Whatever. He's a developer in town. He came out and bought the project, and he does really nice projects. And so it took some